Back here on the Mighty 690 at 920. Joining us, we have John Vest from the Coffeyville Amateur Radio Club, who earned some extra brownie points this morning for bringing donuts. So thank you, sir.
No problem.
We always appreciate that. So, we've got another good day here in Southeast Kansas, and we had a good field day here this last month.
We did. We had an excellent field day. We had contacts all night long and during the day. We had people there all night long making contacts. We talked to different countries. We talked to, 43 states?
Oh, yeah, 43 states, six different countries. Yeah, it's just wild. So,
and it was a lot of fun. It really was. We had food and drink, and we all had a lot of fun up there.
Oh, yeah. No, we really did. And we had lots of visitors, too. I mean, we had Virgil Peck come out, state senator. We had Commissioner Bob York come out, mm-hmm. and got coverage in both newspapers. So I can't complain with any of that.
No. And we had people come out that were interested in getting into ham radio, and got one that's talking about taking tests not this month but next month. And, I mean, we're hopefully going to get a lot more people involved and get younger people involved especially.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was just looking at some of the entries and results and people saying, well, how many participated across the country? Well, so far, and the deadline is the end of this month to submit results, we have 3,500 or so entries put in so far. And so that's all individuals or clubs to participate. And I can tell you there's going to be a lot more people. Like, I know my dad always gets on the air for field day. He'll make a couple contacts, and he won't submit a log or anything. So there's always more people.
Right.
I was able to talk to him from here to Wichita, which is kind of fun. Just he found where we were calling CQ and made a little contact there. So that was really neat. And I know even since we talked, we've gotten a couple more local hams. I've gotten on HF now after field day. So
yes.
People say they got to see kind of the setup that we had at field day, and then they went ahead and decided to spend a little money and get their setup going themselves.
Yeah, so they saw that making contacts is not that hard, and it's also a lot of fun. I mean, it's a lot of fun to be able to talk to someone in another country,
let alone,
you know, New York or California or, you know, Oregon, somewhere like that, way off, and you sit there and talk to them, and it's just like you're sitting talking to somebody right in front of you.
Well, I heard Slovenia rolling right in, just sound like normal. This is a guy who's just, he's on the air all the time, and heard him coming in real clear. And the other thing is, I know Jacob over there in Edna was, he just got his setup going, and the first station he talked to was a special event station for 13 colonies. So every year around July 4th, they have the 13 colony stations. They have actually people set up in the 13 original colonies, and you get to make contacts with them. If you get all 13, then you can send in, and they'll send you like a certificate, that sort of thing. So it's kind of fun. And he, in one afternoon, ended up talking about four of the 13, which is pretty darn good.
Yeah.
So, and being able to get in just with a pretty simple antenna setup and his brand new radio. So, I mean, the people say, yeah, well, it can be an expensive hobby. And yeah, any hobby you can spend a lot of money on. But he got a radio for about $1,100 that is a Cadillac of, I mean, it's this, the stuff that it does is pretty wild. And I mean, this is, I mean, you can spend four times that on a radio, I'm sure. But this one, you know, the ICOM 7300 is real popular radio. It does so much. It's got a touch screen on it with a waterfall that actually shows you like a picture of the radio spectrum, and you can see where everyone's talking. I mean, it's just wild. So for the money, it's real good. But we had another member who bought a older radio, some would call vintage, for about $350. Found it on Facebook Marketplace. It was over in Joplin. He got that. He got, I think, an antenna and some coax. Probably spent about $100 more on that, and a couple hundred on a tuner. And he's all ready to go on that. So I mean, you can build. I mean, you're building a radio station. That's kind of what you're doing. So you're able to do it for, really, at the end of the day, you know, it's not a ton. It's significant, but you know, it's still so much cheaper than it used to be.
Yeah, and if you just want to get in it just to talk around this area, you know, $23, $24.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. I ran into one of our members there at Summer Celebration. He just got a $18 radio.
Right.
And he not only was he able to talk on that, he was listening to the air band and that sort of thing too, which is kind of fun. So people don't think about, you know, the fact that radios are all around us. Even our cell phones are radios. That's all they are.
Yeah.
So.
They're in the 800 megahertz and they're in their own frequency area where no one can listen to them, but they are a radio is all they are.
Exactly. And John, you know, we've got another Ham Fest coming up, and you want to tell us a little bit about the Joplin Ham Fest?
Yeah, the Joplin Ham Fest is on the 25th and 26th of August, and it is there in Joplin at the right there by the interstate at Holiday Inn, I believe it is. And it is a lot of fun to go to. It's on Friday and Saturday, and they have food on Friday night. When you buy your ticket, if you go Friday night, you get like a brat with it, with your ticket. And it's a lot of fun just going there and seeing what all they've got. They've got everything from what we call boat anchors, and which are old radios that weigh a ton, to brand new stuff. And you can get anything from the boat anchor to the new or in between.
That's right.
And you can usually pick up stuff pretty cheap at the Ham Fest.
Yeah, that's a really good point, because people are motivated to sell. They don't want to carry it back home.
Yep.
So unlike, you know, eBay, where, you know, some stuff can go higher, Ham Fest, if you can hold off a little bit and you're interested in getting some equipment, or if you're just interested in, like, you know, stereo systems and electronics in general, there's stuff that, you know, anyone could use who's interested in that sort of thing.
They even have crafts, arts and crafts at most of the Ham Fest now, too.
Well, I bought my current car radio at a Ham Fest. So, you know, I actually ended up finding, of all things, the original. It's just a factory original Ford radio from the 90s that they used for everything. So I popped that back in, and man, it sounds great. They used to know how to build radios. So
yeah,
it's really, really a slick radio. So, and it fit in the, it actually fit. So that was good.
That's the main thing.
That's the main thing you look for. And it had the wiring harness too. Someone thought to save that, which is the other important thing. But hey, John, if people are definitely interested in, and I love it that they're reaching out to me and you and to ask more about ham radio, because a lot of times that I found, it's one, you know, people need to find someone to ask these questions,
because
you know, that's the thing. If you're interested in ham radio, you're gonna have a ton of questions, and that's perfectly okay. We are more than happy to answer your questions. It's what it's called, Elmering, because the guy named Elmer, I guess, was
the one that started it.
So it's just like mentoring sort of thing. You know, we're happy to share the knowledge we've picked up from other people and pass it along, because that's what the hobby is all about. Thankfully, we were just, John and I were talking before we came on here about, there's so many resources available now. If you want to learn how to maybe, for instance, tune a manual antenna tuner, now there's a video for it. You know, it didn't used to be that way.
Used to, you just had to trial and error and hopeful find someone that knew what they were doing to help you with it.
Yeah, so that's the good thing is, you know, if you're interested in ham radio, you can head to YouTube. There's a lot of great people out there who have some really, really good videos. I mean, Ham Radio Crash Course, there's Ham Radio 2.0. There's just a ton of different channels that cover a lot of wide topics. So,
And you can also get magazines, QST Magazine.
Yeah.
From the ARRL. They have all sorts of how to build antennas, how to, you know, tweak your systems, everything.
That's a really great point, Johnny. You know, the antenna that we used at Field Day, I built out of the May edition of QST. And it's a great antenna. I'm super happy with it. And it's just a fun project. So I feel like everyone should have projects. And it's just another way to get you off the couch and doing something, you know, productive and that teaches you something.
Yeah, and it can, you know, a person that's handicapped can get into radios and enjoy it, because you don't have to go out there and exert yourself and put up a tower and all that. You can do it with minimal stuff.
Oh yeah, and you know, that's the cool thing is, there's been some articles and that sort of thing about maybe hams who are visually impaired, they have radios where you push a button and it'll read out the display to you, and then once you're on the frequency, I mean, you're just talking, so you know just people talking back and forth. So a lot of you know, visually impaired people will get into ham radio. Even I've read an article about a guy who built all his own equipment and soldered, and he was completely blind.
Mm-hmm.
But he was able to, he had all his stuff, and he could tell what the different resistors and that sort of thing. He had like a yep. talking ohm meter, and he, I mean, I would feel like he'd burn himself so much, but he had ways to do it all. And so I just, that really impresses me how people were able to overcome that sort of thing.
Well, a few years back, we had a blind man in our club. And he would even climb his own tower and do things on his tower, and he was completely blind.
Yeah, well, I actually know a transmitter engineer who is blind, and he gets in those big high voltage, FM and TV mm-hmm. transmitters and that sort of thing. And he climbs towers, and he helped us put together a big old C-band satellite dish and mount it. And he was blind.
Yeah,
just like, it's just wild. So he would just tell you if he needed an arm or something. But
yep.
it's impressive. So, John, if people are interested in learning more about the club, of course, we do have the meeting tomorrow. So we
yes.
encourage everyone to come
tomorrow night at 6:30 or 7 o'clock. I'm sorry, at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, we have a meeting downtown here at the New Awakening Center on 9th Street. And
115 West 9th.
And everyone's invited. You don't even, you know, if you want to just come talk and see what it's all about, just come on down. We enjoy having everybody there.
Absolutely. So this is a good time to get some of your questions answered. We'll do a little debriefing from field day, see what we liked, what we can improve, because, you know, any organization want to make sure we do it better next year. So although it was really great, you know, there's always room for improvement. So we'll be talking about some of that normal stuff. But hey, come and get your questions answered. We'll have resources there. Usually we mess around with a few show and tell things, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So it's always fun. So come on down, 7 o'clock, and you can head on over to Coffeeville Reawakening, and then check out coffeevillearc.org as the website. We got a Facebook page, and John, if they have questions for you, how can they get a hold of you?
They can call me at 620-515-0097 anytime, day or night. I answer my phone.
He does.
And they can text me or call me, either way.
Okay. Well, we have coming up more Open Line on the way. Got to plow into some donuts, and we'll be back right after this. So, John, thank you so much for coming
by. Thank you guys for having us on.
All righty, and we'll be back before you know it here on KGGF.